And the cougar.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Dennis. Here. President Rafter here. Trustee Atwood. Here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
All present accounted for. Okay. Who wants to start? What do we want to do?
I need to adopt the agenda as presented.
Thank you.
Second.
Auto. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Thank you, Trustee. Sergeant at Arms right here. We got him.
Before we get too deep into where we left off, was there any intent to go revisit the capital improvement plan?
Yeah, I've been working on that, okay. So I've been real short on time.
Okay.
I do have one. I'll pass it around. I don't really like the cover, but...
It looks pretty nice. All colors.
Yeah.
So that's entry to Green Isle?
The new one.
No, I did see a picture of that from Chris's files, and it's pretty ugly. Okay, I'm like, I don't want that on the cover. I'll just do these.
I'll bet it parallels this. So.
Yeah.
I just remembered having this, so I thought, well...
Yeah. Last year was the first year that we had done that. Yeah. From my understanding, it was asked to be done in the past, and never got done, so I just decided to pick it up last year and start it, and it's a pretty big project for everyone, implementing it last year, so this year I hope it was a little easier on most people, doing more updates and adding, so just with all the new software, the financial software, payroll, AP, utility, it's been hard to get it all together in the time, so it's
work
there.
In progress.
And I can print out as is like that. I just didn't know if everyone wanted a copy or not. We kind of talked about some of the projects coming up in the next year anyways. The major ones are really the public works projects, so that's been discussed at length throughout the year. But it does, beyond next year, just have going forward what we'd like to do,
so
areas that we see need to be done.
How many years does that go?
Well, that's okay.
It's 5 years. So last year was 2016 to 2020. Now it's 2017 to 2021.
Is it or will it be available online versus burning a bunch of copies?
We usually don't publish it online.
Okay. Is it in-house wish list or projection, whatever I'll call it?
Yeah.
Equipment and things of that nature. Yeah.
I can email it out if you want. Yeah.
But how about online with draft?
Yeah, it does have to
all
happen
over
with
it.
Cover, yeah, okay. On every page.
Last year's booklet was pretty sparse with the Park and Rec, if you recall, because we were in the process of updating our comprehensive outdoor rec plan at that time, so I didn't have a lot of information to put in there, because we were waiting for that comprehensive plan with the community survey and everything to come through. So this year... for the park and recreation section, it's a lot more comprehensive and a lot more updated. And I did run off copies for that, just so you guys are aware that it's a little bit more in-depth now for that. And then on the back side, one side is park and rec, and the back side is just one item under general government, and that was the backup generator. We had talked about that last year for this facility. So that's on there as well. So.
Trevor's got it memorized. That's right, you had to quarter after before you were late.
Right, yeah, I just told Trevor like 45 minutes ago it was 5:15, so that's my bad.
So you missed out on the discussion.
Oh, okay.
No, and the other thing that was handed out is just what we talked about at the last meeting and proposed changes. So we started with what we originally proposed. Then we had the elimination of New Eye, the elimination of the promotional mailing, adding the Green Isle Park entrance replacement project, And then the remaining 3,900 to the zoning code update. And that maintains the same tax rate as the prior year. So no increase.
So the same levy, correct?
The same tax rate, not levy.
Has the levy gone up?
Yeah, the levy.
Because of the value of
the levy property? Fluctuates in relation to our assessed and equalized value.
Okay. Regarding the Green Isle Park and the zoning, the added funds for the zoning, I was telling Brad, probably I'd be comfortable just turning that amount over to staff, figuring out is it smarter to spend 50 grand there and 3,900, or how do you want to spend the money? But are you okay with that allocation?
That was the major discussion, but the discussion was to ask Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor and I talked a little bit about it yesterday and brought it up at the Planning Commission last night. What does 3,900 do for starting the process for the rezoning code? So that's why I asked Trevor if he wouldn't mind stopping in so that he can, because he was doing some additional research.
Right. There's, as far as 3,900, I guess if we get started on the zoning code, send out some RFPs, maybe we could get started at the end of 17. I think the 3,500 could go to like a first installment of the project. And it'd be good faith for the consultant then that it's going to be budgeted for the following year. You know, assuming that.
Was that the 60,000 estimate?
It's about 60,000. Initially, we thought it was anywhere from 80 to 120 based off of some research that we, or that I did with asking other communities, but talking with Brown County and UW Extension, and then figuring out that some of those other municipalities we asked around were more growing as far as expanding outwards. So I think a more realistic estimate would be about 60,000.
I know there was a suggestion at Public Works about doing it in-house, but I just think that is such a huge project that it would take so much time that you couldn't do it, and you certainly couldn't do it very quickly, you know.
No.
And the expertise, do we really even have the expertise to do it, you know, so.
Right, I don't have any in-depth.
I'm sure you do, but.
No, I, you know, as far as zoning code goes, all the zoning laws that are in place with there, I think it would be a lot of legal fees and everything to do in-house, but. But also, I mean, zoning code can be contentious, and so it would be an advantage in that respect to also have a third-party person recommending doing some of these recommendations. So.
And the last redo was 10 years back, maybe? Or was it even longer? There was some discussion at planning a while back, but.
Typical zoning code for our size community will last about 30 years. If you're a large community like Milwaukee or Madison, you're probably about 20. Our zoning code is pretty indicative of what was adopted back in the 60s. The earliest form of our zoning code I found was 72, and it was pretty identical to what we have today. So already 45 years.
Maybe somewhat archaic,
yeah,
right. I would guess. Parts.
It's getting older than us.
Well, it's not that old for me.
Yeah, third revision.
So are you good? So, yeah, I think the discussion we had the other night was
good.
It was a good discussion.
Okay.
Tried to do some immediate impacts and, you know, highlighting one of the busiest parks around here. Changing that entrance, it's a showcase for us, and then getting started on the zoning and planning has definitely been something that's been apparently discussed for many years, at least through the Planning Commission.
Okay, Matthew, you had several questions for Clara, yes, last meeting. Did any of those raise any concerns?
There were only two things when I got to meet her that I wanted to bring up to the group. One was on of our booklet, page 29. In the code enforcement and cadets, what we've got is an extra $7,000 of expense for cadets so that we can start to pay them. But hopefully what we'll see is an increase in parking violation revenue to help offset that. So the sooner we can implement the cost, we should start to see a offsetting area of revenue. So that's one thing.
That was seen, as I recall, last time.
And if you look at parking violation revenue, 2014, 15, 16, it's a cliff. So they do seem to be tied together. That was the first one. So
well, and it's not only getting the parking violations, but our public works guys, they know where the cars are parked during snow events. They do. And it's getting them off so we have a more efficient public works.
Mm-hmm. Then the other one was on page 25. And that had to do with the $11,500 increase in workers' comp. And that's my understanding. I don't remember now if that's all of the premium increase or if that's just some of the premium increase that we're seeing. And just the amount that we're having to pay because of all the workers' comp claims, that $11,500 could have funded another 2/3 to 3/4 of a percent pay increase for all of the staff.
Why'd our mod rate go up?
Our claims experience in a department.
Which department?
Water Works and Public Works.
So are we doing anything to decrease our experience then? I mean, was it a one-off, or was it something we can change policy to affect?
Nothing in particular.
I just noticed that much of an increase, and that's year over year, and how much is the $11,500 worth to us?
Mm-hmm. One accident can cause that, though.
Well,
That I'm not familiar enough with.
Yeah. I just know in my companies, when we get an increase like this, we look at why.
Yeah.
And is there anything we can do to prevent anything going forward?
Yeah, we talked about that as staff.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Was that Monday? Or when was it? Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday.
Monday. During the day.
Do you have a safety committee?
No.
Okay.
We had one in years ago.
We got a 5% discount for having a safety committee.
Really?
What we do is, we do try to do as much training. What's the name of the company? The company that comes in does over.
Far Graham?
Yeah. So what had happened in the last 2 years, we included all the staff to be a part of the safety training that they do. Mm-hmm. Some of it's you have to do it yearly, state statutes, so, and the others is just as to familiarize people with proper lifting or hearing protection, whatever the case may be, PPE. So we've increased that. Is there additional? Absolutely. We've talked about some other stuff that we could do in the future.
Has someone looked through the claims to see if there's any common experience claims? Just to see what's going on, if there's anything that's the same, or if it's a lifting thing, if it's a hearing call thing.
There was a hearing claim.
I don't know much detail we should go into, but more than one, less than 10. So, I mean, we'll look into it and team up with our insurance company, too, and see what we can do to get that reduced. It's not a number anyone likes to see. So.
And that's a one-time payment, isn't it? 35? It says through August, but you pay that annually, don't you?
No, we pay it monthly.
We do? Okay.
Right.
So it's going to be 47, give or take?
Yeah, it's...
You pay it annually?
Yes. Yeah. That's the only way we can for whatever reason.
Right.
But the big question is this is something we can prevent? Or is it not?
Yeah, there may be some things we can do to impact it somewhat, but...
Right, and you want to make sure people feel comfortable coming forward when they are injured, too. So it's a fine line, and I appreciate how difficult that is for people to navigate. So I don't know what we can do further besides talking with our insurance agent and teaming up and seeing what we can do to keep our premiums down.
It starts way before that. It starts with a safe workplace, and if we have that...
Which
then going forward, so by the time it hits claims, the horse is out of the barn.
Mm-hmm. We have, Chris, do you call the guy, the workers' comp guy that comes through? I'm just trying to blank on his name. But every year he comes through.
Mm-hmm. Sean?
Sean, yeah. And in fact, he's gone out on, he goes out to the job sites and then constantly keep track of things that he has noted, and when he comes back, and are they still the same? Have they changed?
Right.
Of course, we have to follow up with documentation that we have made those changes. Mm-hmm. But he provides training. He did some training last year. Or was it this year that he did some?
Last year.
And it could be anywhere from proper signage, as you're working along the roadway, to climbing ladders, and you name it, he goes through it all. Sean Howe.
Mm-hmm. We've actually done quite a bit of work with him. I would say the last 5 years we've had him out at Public Works. We take him out and show him different things each time, and he's usually here twice a year. He makes some suggestions, but we've got a very clean operation, so it's not,
right.
There's never been anything that he's come up with that, well, this is a major issue.
Yeah.
We've never had that.
Okay, so why did our mod rate go up?
And we've had a couple of people in the last two, well, it's not unusual to have somebody that has to take a different job for a short time period because of a sore back or something else, but that doesn't really show up as a claim because we still employ them.
Right. So that would show up on our OSHA log, but that wouldn't show up in our claims data.
Right.
We'll have to look into it.
Okay, anything else?
Those are the two that stood out. So, okay. No, otherwise... I'll shut up.
Okay. You don't have to. Well, I'm sure everyone else went home and studied the book. Any other questions?
Just a follow-up to the crossing guard on Webster and Green. Did we find out an answer on that?
I apologize. I haven't really left that off as much today.
Okay. That's okay.
And I was there early yesterday, and I didn't see anybody.
Yeah. There's nobody. Nobody's ever been there.
Yeah.
I will get an answer to that.
Yeah, especially if we're in theory paying for it.
I didn't see anybody at 7:38 yesterday. When were you by there?
It doesn't matter. There's nobody there. I'm by there every day. Nobody there. In fact, I can't think of seeing a crossing guard there in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just see this.
So everyone's good on Sarah's overview and the total tax rate.
The last thing that will come in as a likely adjustment is that expenditure strain. They finalized the consumer price index number today, and we had an estimate before. And then it's 60% of your 2015 net new construction, so my estimate is we'll have to reduce $24,000 to $30,000 from the general fund budget. So I would merely propose moving our HVAC reserves and our Village Hall parking lot repairs to Fund 48. So levy stays the same, just moving that to Fund 48.
Is that the letter you're waiting for?
Yeah, we still don't have it yet.
Is everyone okay with that? Any questions about it? Okay. And do we have to talk about bonding?
Not yet, I don't think.
Okay.
So we have a budget?
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with the pulling the $5,000 out of promotional mailing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, as long as we have a secondary way to get things out.
Well, I really like the idea of the electronic water bill, the yep. email water bill. If we can implement that.
I would so love not to get the cards.
Yeah. Well, that takes care of a whole lot of things. If
what did we say?
You know, to be able to get to new residents, we can send an email to them then.
Mm-hmm. And what's the perceived percentage that we would hope would do that, take advantage of that? Electronic water bill?
That's a very good question.
If it's, I would think it's anyone that currently is paying through the website, which is around $450 a month. We send out about $5,500 a month.
Plus auto pay.
Right, so getting a hold of the auto pay people. It's easier for the people that go to the website because they just enter it and click a button. So we'll
I'm
just have
the
to.
The auto pay people. The auto pay people we're sending a card to.
Okay.
We just send right. an email.
Yeah. I would think we would
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we just have to get their email addresses in the system. So.
Yeah, once it's ready to rock and roll, yeah. I would say we put an announcement in the LA magazine, maybe send a flyer out, or maybe put on our water bill, sign up for email, save your tax dollars.
Okay, so in full disclosure, I'm on auto pay because I want to mess with it. I want to come in, I want to go out, I want to mess with it. But I get this paper card.
Like, you get the card every month. So
yeah.
During your checkbook.
Yep. So if we could take those auto pay people like me to mm-hmm. email. How do we capture that?
How do we get their emails? I wonder how we could compile the list of people on AutoPay and reach out to them to get their email.
Because I don't want to have to log on to a website to do it. And I know there's more than me that's okay. that the pays for.
It's I'm trying to think of what we get. We just get a file from the bank with everyone's name.
Well, because you said that was the least cost with auto pay
it
versus
is, yeah.
the other stuff. So if we yeah. could get more people to sign up for auto pay, and I remember that's why I signed up for it, was least cost to the village.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to look into how we could compile that and reach out. It'd probably have to be a group effort of calling people and asking them if they'd like to
that.
Provide their
email.
You
can use your email mm-hmm. list.
And like you said, if you take the water bills that you're getting right now and add a link to it, that they can
sign up for this on email.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Save your tax dollars.
Yeah.
One of the easiest ways to get them is the people that come in to pay over the counter. Just ask them to sign up for it. They're right there at the counter.
Yeah,
but those are the people that don't
they're
want
they're not
to.
The auto
pay. Right.
Yeah, they like people down here in
family. We don't
they're there. You're talking to them.
But at least to get an email address.
That's when you're giving out the water bill.
But the auto pay people don't care. Like, you're going to say no to your water bill. Okay, you're going to pay it. So it's like, how do we make this the least amount of cost to the village? And
we still have a handful of people that try to pay it annually. Like
annually.
The taxes, remember that?
Like people that pay in advance, and you name it. It's all, there's
do
always some
of that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So how many water bills are going to the tax rolls?
Well, it's way down from what it used to be. It's way down. It was $500,000 a year. It's now down, and this last 2 years it's been way down. I don't have an exact number for you. But I think we're in the range of $60,000-$70,000, so we're somewhere in that range. So it's one fifth of what it used to be. We're not financing people like
right.
we were. Those days are gone. Are we current on it completely? No, because of the meter project and stuff. So we're not able to keep up with it like we would like to, meaning the delinquent water shutoffs. But there's right. not very many of them. There's not very many of them. So.
Okay, so when somebody gets a shutoff notice, they can convert it to their tax bill and get their water turned back on?
No, they can't put it on their tax bill and put the water on. No.
Okay, there's people with...
They have to pay it.
There's people with numerous years on their tax bill.
Well, people that just don't pay it and let it roll to their tax bill?
They didn't pay it. They didn't make the choice. I think that's the difference, Lynn.
Yeah, more than 2016 to 2015 and 2014 and back. So what are we doing with those people?
If they're on the tax roll, that's already collected.
Okay. Yeah. So then we get it from...
We get it from
Brown County, and it comes into the municipality. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you don't have the option of saying, put it on the tax bill. There's no option for that. It has to be paid or the water gets shut off.
Okay, so how does it get on the tax bill? Because some people have it on multiple years of their tax bill.
Well, if there's certain dates, and between whenever, I think, like October 15th is the last notice, November 15th, anything on November 15th goes on the tax bill. So if they fall in that slot and we can't go through the legal process to shut off the water, it goes on the tax bill. Those are the ones that slip through.
They're not slipping through. They're playing the game.
Well, they might be, but we can't do anything with that.
Okay.
We're restricted by the Public Service Commission rules on notifying and shutting off.
So it's the same as the WPS rules?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's not very many of those. There's not very many. Because they usually get tripped up at another time and they get caught.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we have a crossing guard at Webster and Green.
We got a name.
Well, that's the same schedule I had last time.
Can we make sure that...
Pardon?
It's the same schedule I had last time.
Okay.
We're just questioning whether or not it's
okay.
Current.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't have to talk about borrowing.
Nope, not until later. So we, from what I understand, we already know what we're going to be doing, so...
As far as the resolution goes, because it's part of the budget,
yeah,
it's covering some of those budgeted items, the
right.
Resolution for stadium tax, I was not going to do until after the budget hearing, because things could change. I'm going to be doing it first.
The budget hearing is end of November, you said?
November 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We can't do it sooner?
I wouldn't want to do it sooner. What if something were to change?
Okay.
So, it's part of the budget. I mean, we can do it that night. It can be part of the budget. You know, you approve that budget and then do your resolution.
Okay.
But I just don't want to do it earlier in case something changes.
But when we do the resolution, that will, or when we actually pass the budget, we'll be talking about the borrowing as well. How much we're going to borrow. Correct or no?
We don't have to.
They're not tied together.
Yeah.
One thing that comes into play is, and what Claire, the approach that Claire wants to take with it is different than what we did before, which is fine, and it's probably the more traditional approach than what we did early on with our projects. We would say, we're going to borrow this amount of money, and we tailor the projects to use the money. Now we're going to bid the projects, actually have the cost, and then borrow the money. So you don't have,
okay.
If you say it's $2.5 million, it might be $2.35, it might be $2.55. We don't know the exact number. But you can do it either way, but this way you've got a tighter budget and a tighter borrowing.
Okay. Anything else on the budget?
Did you want to talk a little bit more about the CIPs, future funding?
One quick clarification before we talk about that. Trevor and I have been working on that wayfinding signage as
mm-hmm.
part of that, and I know that question came up on Monday. We just wanted to have a clarification of what the board's interpretation of wayfinding signage was. Is it all of the signage that was included in the proposal or the
presentation.
The work presentation that the UWGB students... Or just the signs that would be along the streets.
How much money did we put toward that?
$40,000.
I think it would be finding where we're going.
Actually,
not going to get that wrong.
If we just buy some 4x4s.
So yeah. So we just wanted to know which way that the board meant by wayfinding signs.
Well, if we meant everything, how much does $40,000 get you?
Well, it would get us every one of the street wayfinding signs that we anticipate putting in. Let's have a little folder.
Just real quick, if it's $500,000 towards the street and $200,000 towards East Crossing on Riverside, that's $700,000. We have $725,000. So $25,000.
So there's $25,000.
Gross.
What, didn't we get another 16? Or is that?
That's included.
That's included.
We got another 20.
One.
Oh.
We had 704.
Yeah, we had 704 and got 91.
So not 40, 25?
If that was the intent, I...
That was the intent, right?
Because what I heard was 500,000 towards streets, 200,000 towards the crossings, and the remainder to wayfindings, and our total amount received is 725,985. So that's 25,985 left over. Plus, I guess, any excess not used by the street crossings. So do those projects first and the wayfinding last is what I was understanding?
One has been approved. Pretty much approved. Second one.
So how much can you do for 25,985?
With the
60%.
With the wayfinding's preliminary estimates, the Park and Rec Committee saw some of the designs last night, and we're going to bring it to the board on second meeting in November, more than likely. But wayfinding, which are the along the streets themselves, that's about 20 signs, around $13,000. If we included village entryway signs, depending on where we wanted to locate, and we were looking at, you know, around a $6,000 per sign. You know, if we did 8 signs, which would be, you know, many, Galloway Ave, Hoffman, 3 on Webster, 3 on Riverside, now that's $45,000 right there. And then if we included any monies towards the park entrance signs, which we already have $4,000 in our CIP for those per year. But total, if we were to total those out over 18 years, it's about $102,000 for both. But our plan with those is to do one a year on a replacement, you know, schedule. So Trevor and I are still working out the details as to the exact locations which would work best, and that's part of what we'll bring to the board meeting in November. So, but
in the interest of the wayfinding signs, where does that come from? Or I mean, do we get feedback if people can't find Green Isle or Village Hall or...
I don't know who made the request for the expenditure. Was it you guys?
For the expenditure in...
On wayfinding
signs? On that list.
Yeah, on that list. Did that come out of the Park and Rec Committee, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I recall some stuff came from the Park and Rec Committee.
Yeah. We discussed it in economic development.
Economic development.
Is it a big economic issue?
Yeah, because I know that it was part of the grave study.
Right.
It was in there.
Well, part of it's also branding.
And branding,
so, yeah. Making it look nice when people drive down the street. And
with the bike and ped getting close to an end, is there something in signage that's needed in conjunction with that? I mean, is that something we need to think about, too?
Bike lane, bike route.
Something. Mm-hmm. Of course, none of that's not going to be done right away, so they can go one at a time, I suppose. But
signs for that we would provide on Public Works.
Okay.
Because the striping would be done as part of Public Works.
Okay. So and it's not going to all happen.
There would be some striping added into the budget. And we buy signs every year to replace signs.
Okay.
And at the rate you would add in these bike lanes or bike routes, mm-hmm. we would just
spend
over 2 or 3 years and we'd get all of it in there, whatever they are.
Got it.
And then it wouldn't show up really as a cost.
Okay, so crazy question. When the cars take out the signs on Webster, who pays for that? The
person that does it.
Oh, we don't catch them all. Not even close.
Well, that's true.
On Webster, that's county.
That's county that pays for those.
How about, in the roundabout? Sometimes they're going one way and sometimes they're going the other way. Okay, so sometimes they're going down Libel and they get knocked out and sometimes.
They have an instructional video.
It's on Libel.
But really, if it's on Libel, one person, one entity pays, and if it's on Alloway Avenue, the other one does. I've just seen them knocked down.
In Webster's County.
Yeah.
And I saw that the county one was knocked down a whole lot longer than the Libel Street one.
Yes, that's true.
I'm amazed at how long the ones on Webster can be over.
So,
pointing nowhere.
Mr. Genrick, do you have questions about that, about the wayfinding signs?
No, I just hadn't heard much about it and didn't know where the interest was coming from.
Can you give us some examples of where you would put those?
Sure. Some ideas that locations, Webster Avenue at St. Joe's, you know, for directing people to Village Hall. And then you would probably have one on St. Joe's at Libel, you know, directing them this way. Let's see.
Pay water bill.
Point to the computer.
Okay, right. You go on auto pay.
Webster at Green. You know, could have a sign that would direct
same
people.
Crossing guard.
You know,
where the crossing guard was.
There you go. There you go.
You could just point.
Green to East River.
It could direct people to Green Isle as well as straight ahead to Village Hall and Alloway Community Center, that type of thing. Let's see, Hoffman Road at Libel. You know, Village Hall.
So it's to direct them to village properties.
Village properties and parks.
And parks, yeah. Which are village properties. So.
Exactly. Trevor and I are also, we had potentially put a couple of other locations. We're still trying to decide areas like YMCA or the public schools. You know, do we want to include those on the signs? We, you know, that'll be something that we'll, you know, make a recommendation.
Right.
But as of now,
you know, we talked about that, yeah.
But as
of now,
trail
entrance would be cool.
Yeah.
We could do the Y or the schools if they want to pay for it.
Sure.
I'm with you. The Y and the schools if they want to pay for it. The problem with the Fox River Trail is we actually don't have a designated entrance except for under 172.
Right.
I mean, most people go under Eaves from the north end of the village, but that's not a designated entrance.
We could use Lazar. Because
Lazar
we do,
would be awesome.
Because we
Lazar.
Do, with we did redo Street. That roadway, and we kind of have some parking along the side there.
Okay,
and
Lazar can use with Sunset Heritage Park. Hill. We use Marine Street.
Yeah. Sunset
we use
Park.
Sunset.
Yeah. So yeah, there are some locations. So that would be some locations for those types of signs.
Yeah, and to the East River
right,
Trail.
Right. Resch Family East River Trail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what else, folks? Do you have other questions for us?
Mm.
No, I don't.
Happy camper?
Yeah, everything should be good to go.
Okay, Claire is happy. Are we happy?
I'm happy.
Move to adopt.
I want to something that staff asked for, and I forgot about it in the Capitol, which is a loader bucket, replacing a loader bucket on one of the loaders, which is about $16,000. I didn't put that in the capital, but I should put it in there.
I'm thinking 16 ought to.
Don't you have an equipment replacement
this
fund?
Yeah,
it's equipment replacement.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
That's what it would be.
Okay, so
that
would come off the levy.
Yeah, it's worn out, so okay.
That needs to be added to the...
Oh, but...
Yeah, it would be in the CLP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if we add that in, then when he does it, there's an amount that you have to say bring to the board, right?
Well, yeah, but
even if it's
replaced,
even if it's in the budget, and then you go, oh, it was a budgeted item. Mm-hmm. Is that what happens with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you like a motion to adopt the budget?
No. You adopt it on the 22nd.
We do.
Okay.
So do we have a consensus?
Do we have a consensus? Who wants to go home? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
There,
any announcements? Still
any announcements?
For baseball.
Someone please eat banana bread because I don't want to bring it.
And it's delicious, by the way.
Motion
to adjourn, Trustee Genrick, seconded by Trustee Atwood. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're adjourned.